I feel like I'm the best running back in this draft class because I broke Bo Jackson's rushing record in the season. You know, if he was considered one of the best to do it and I broke his, then I feel like I should be the number one running back in this draft.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. I'm seeing Reggie Bush, and I'm seeing all these boys just going first pick, and I'm like, okay, that's exactly what I could do, and that's what I'm going to do. And the next thing you know, I get nowadays, and they're like, wait, you got to go to second, third round. I was, well, why didn't y'all tell me this a couple years that the running backs would go extinct? But I'm definitely okay with it. I'm just trying to bring it back and show that, I mean, we're definitely valuable. But I definitely would have went to corner or something.
I feel like I've grown up a lot. You know, 2-3 years ago, you know, I was still immature. My mind wasn't all in. You know, I wasn't fully committed into the program and all that. You know, as I got older, you know, I just became more mature, you know. And then, you know, I bought into the system, you know. And I feel like, you know, the rest of the team bought into the system. You know, we won 24 straight games. Not too many teams have done that.
You know, I want kids to grow up wanting to play like me. So I try to have my own style of play and just play like a savage.
When I think about my game, you know, I think about guys like Frank Gore, Marshawn Lynch. You know, those type of guys. You know, that's what I like to watch, those guys, because they, you know, you see them running the ball out of the shotgun, you know, spread plays, you know, what I did at Ohio State. So, you know, I just watched them and seeing how they ran, seeing how much success they had in those run plays, you know, that they ran. You know, that's kind of similar to what I did at Ohio State.
You know, the NFL Combine started airing on television. I've always been watching, you know, either on NFL Network or ESPN. And, I mean, it's kind of crazy. It's surreal in a sense, but not really, just because, you know, all the time and effort you put to get to this point. But it really is a dream come true. You know, it's crazy to think that just last year I was at home watching the Combine, and this year, you know, I have a great opportunity to participate in it. So, again, I'm just thankful and embracing it and taking it a day at a time.
Oh, they're going to find an aggressive, hard nose that'll hit you right under your chin type of pass blocker. But, of course, I'm going to say it right now, I need more technique in pass blocking. I mean, I have no problem picking up the blitz and delivering a hit on the blitzer. I mean, but technique can play a big factor in the way I can get drafted.
Because he runs a numerous formations, all different types of plays. I feel like he's, you know, coached me up on some great things. Even technique, he's coached me up on wording and everything.
Initially, my freshman sophomore year, we ran more of a pro style offense, a lot of pro sets, a lot of pass protection. Same thing even my junior year. The only difference was that we sped up the offense and we went at a quicker tempo. So I feel pretty comfortable pass protecting, and I have had some experience doing that.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I should be regarded as the best running back in this draft. You know, I feel like my game does enough talking, and if you watch the film, you can see that for yourself.